tonight at 9:45. I will not be doing Neue Mailer Melech tonight. I apologize. This has been a little challenging. Hopefully we're going to get back to ourselves. We will continue with that next week. We are now in the fifth parak. In the fifth parak of the Sefer Chovas Talmidim. Eitzois Piratiois Lamisrape. Eitzois Piratiois, which means individual Eitzois, individual suggestions and advice that we have for a Misrape, someone who is by tendency lazy. There are people like that, that are lazier than others. Some people, naturally, it's hard for them to get out and do things. So let's talk about some Eitzes. HaRotzoin Bilvad SheTirtze Liyois Choritz Oyvires Hashem. A person that has a desire, a Rotzoin, that he wants to be chorutz, which means he wants to be diligent, he wants to be work hard to serve Hashem. Lo yidai lecho, it's not enough. Sorach ato lehamik, person has to dig deep. Vilim tsoy eitzois, and he has to come up with suggestions. Tachbulois are strategies. Leaker uleshareish bahem eses rapus. A person has to have a strategy. How to get rid of the laziness. And to establish in yourself that you're going to be a diligent person. That a person is going to be a person that does things in a timely fashion. That's the way it is with all of a person's character traits. It's not enough that a person has a desire. That you want that your midas, your bad midas, should pass from you, and you should replace them. Al midas toivos should be replaced with midas toivos. He wants that. It's not enough to want it. Rak tzorach ato lehamik limtzoy eitzos v'tachbulos shoynos lahem. A person has to hamik is to dig. A person has to think about it, ponder. About what is a strategy? You have to come up with ideas. It's very good. I want to get up in the morning. What are you doing about that? What's the strategy? I'm just going to do it. That doesn't work. That's pure rotzen. A person has to come with ideas, eitzes, strategies. There's a bachur in yeshiva, umamish. He like kimat never got up for shachris. I had a conversation with him, and we came up with a great strategy. And now mamish every single morning he's up for shachris. Nothing, just a great strategy for getting up in the morning. because he was interested in a strategy. People say, I'll just do it. But it doesn't work that way. Person has to come up with things. Ki midos rois min machlos ha-nefesh v'agufu. Amida ra is a sickness. It's a machalo. V'im yisrape ha-choyle. Birtsoinoi lebilvad. Is a person sick? Does he get better just because he wants to get better? Birtsoinoi lebilvad leisrape. Im lo yishtadel laasik berfois. A person has to figure out, why am I getting sick? Sometimes people have an aversion to milk, so they have to go off milk. Their stomach is wrecked. Why is your stomach wrecked? Maybe because you're lactose intolerant. A person is having terrible headaches. Maybe the problem is because of his exercise, because of his sleep habits. Maybe a person is getting migraines. Maybe a person has to, you can't just say, okay, I want to be better. It doesn't work. A person's got to think. He's got to come up with a plan. He's got to come up with a strategy and how he's going to get better. And the same thing with a person has a flaw in his neshama. How are you going to do this? Ube'inyin ha'atzlus v'srapus shonu oiskim ato bahen. And when we're talking about laziness and this type of thing, kivan she'ato ba'atzmacho ikar mechanech. You are in charge of yourself. It's really your life. You're the ikar mechanech. Oischa ha'amik b'machaloscha. Think about what is the cause of this weakness. His amates, mishol upkoid alecha. Get on top of it. Be strong and get on top of it. This week's parasha is Parashas Yisroi. Pasuk says, Vayisroi, Vayishma Yisroi. Rashi says, Mashmua Shama Uba. The Mefarshim are Medayik. What does it mean, Mashmua Shama Uba? It means that everyone heard what Yisroi heard. And the whole entire world heard about it. This was, you know, big news. Just people heard it like, wow. And then everything, they just went back to their life. It's not enough for a person to feel like I want to do something or I have an emotional high or whatever it might be. What are you doing about it? Yisro was active. He did something. Mashmua shama uba. He went. He got involved. We have to think about what are we doing about this. Okay, I'm. It bothers me that I'm lazy. It bothers me that I have any type of flaw that I want to work on. So what's the strategy? What's the approach? The person has to come up with ways to do things. There's a story that Rabbi Rosenbaum loves to tell over. This is one of his classic Rabbi Rosenbaum stories about a kid who was in the middle of the street, and there was a bus driver that was trying to make a turn, and the kid was there. The bus driver was honking on his horn, and the kid says to the bus driver, he says to him, Nahag, ani shomea. So the Nahag said back to him, Lo dai lishmoa tzrichim lazuz. Which means it's not enough to hear, you have to move. Like, it's very good you hear. But what are you doing about it? I hear you. That doesn't help. So I know I should be getting off of Shachris. What are you doing about it? I'm going to get better. What's the plan? What's the strategy? A person has to come up with etzas and how to deal with things. So he's going to give us suggestions. And really, we should be strategizing ourselves. We should be working ourselves on coming up. Every person knows for himself. Different things work for different people. But he's going to give ideas for us. Koidem kol avoida. Before you start any avoida, anything that has to do with avoida Hashem, whether it's davening, whether it's learning, anything. Hispoinein, think. Kama zman tzricha hi lishois. How much time this should take me. How much time do I have to set aside for this? Upkoid alecha, and you should be oversee this. You should be responsible for this. Limashal, for example. Daf Gemara ze yishesha. It should take me around an hour for me to finish this amud of Gemara, this daf of Gemara. Oilachzer alea mechatzisha, or techazer, it should take me half an hour. Velo yoiser, I don't need more time than that. Vesifkoid al atzmacha. A person should be responsible for himself. Pekuda chazaka. He should be very strong about it. I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to just allow this to take more time than it needs to. I will finish it. I'll set a goal, and I'm going to finish my goal. And after you finished, tabit, look, if you finished in the time that you said you're going to finish, you finished in the allotted time that you set aside, and if you did, tismach, you should be happy with yourself. You can live up to your own expectations. V'im echarta, but if you didn't, loy b'pnei ezemaniya, not because something happened that was out of your control, just because you were lazy. Titztair, v'tichas al atzmecha mo'oid. A person should be bothered by it. It should be upset at himself. Why didn't I do what I set out to do? Lamar should say, give out. Now the Rebbe speaks in Yiddish. So we'll do some in Yiddish, some in Hebrew. Give out. This is what you should say to yourself. What does give out mean? Oh yeah. Oy ve. Was wird von mir sein? What's going to be from me already? Mit mein gemein Volkheit bin ich doch mich ma'abit von beide Welten und chas v'shona machas der Eibeshter. With my laziness, I am going to lose both worlds and I'm going to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a person should say to himself. V'kasher tisragel kach. And when a person gets himself acclimated to this, you have established this type of expectation. And it's a burden. It's a strong burden. Whenever you're learning, he'll feel someone standing on top of you and he's pushing you. Don't be lazy. You shouldn't let your mind wander. To think other things. Don't think other things during learning. Don't space out. Stay in your zone. Stay focused. We say this is pretty intense, but let's go through what he's saying. The Rebbe is saying as follows. A person should be regimented, scheduled. It's not a schedule. You have to schedule how much you feel like you want to accomplish in the time you set aside for learning. So I want to take it a step back, because I think that we're not there yet. Let's take a step back. Let's at least be regimented in when we're not learning. Let's at least be in the base medrash as much as we feel like we should be. Let's start with that. Be regimented in how much time do I need outside of the base medrash. I'm taking a break. How long of a break do I need? Somehow, there's boys that they just go out for 2 minutes and 2 hours later, they're back. Some boys go out for 2 minutes and it's 4 hours. They just went to close, you know, to lie down for a minute. And then, you know, they wake up and it's 4 hours later. We have to be regimented about if we're going to get a drink, if we're going to get something, whatever a person is going out for, how long do I need? How long do I need at night? A person needs after night, say, or he wants to unwind. How much time do I need to unwind? Somehow some boys end up unwinding for like 5 hours after night Seder. It's insane. Because it just goes until I'm like so tired that I can't keep my eyes open. It's not normal. It's not a way for a person to live. A person has to be regimented. He has to be scheduled. A person should be living in a schedule. Structure is a very important thing. It's the type of thing that many people embrace randomness. They love randomness. But if a person wants to be productive, he has to have a habit. He has to have a certain type of routine that he goes to. And the power of routine is amazing. What a person can accomplish if he has a routine. What am I doing? How much time do I spend in the base measures? How much time? And if we would sit down, my friends, if we would sit down and realize how much time we're wasting, sometimes you'd be shocked. What am I doing this whole time? How much time are we wasting in our day? And a person has to realize you're not going to get this time back. This is extremely important time. These are your building blocks for everything else that you're going to do the rest of your life. And I can tell you that I'm already a little bit older. A person remembers, and my Zayda, when I was a kid, used to tell me this. He said, a person remembers what he learns when he's younger. What you learn when you're older, you don't remember. You remember what you learn when you're young. So right now is an extremely precious time. Like the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Kechitzim bi'aragibor kein bnei hanu'urim." It's like arrows in the hands of a strong person is the days of youth when you're young. You can accomplish so much more when you're younger. And you never get this time back. You never get it back. Rav Yaakov Hillel has a saying: "Every moment you're living, you're dying. Yesterday is dead. It's dead, and it's never coming back to life. Yesterday, it's over." What did you do with yesterday? Because if you didn't do something productive with it, you killed it. You could have done something and that yesterday could have stayed with you, or you could just waste it away. And you're never going to get it back. A person has to think about time is very precious, the most precious thing that we have. And are we careful with our time? Do we think about how we're spending our time? Or do we just let it just go, just however it goes? A person should be regimented. Chutch, start with being regimented about the time you're not spending in the base medrash. And then we start spending time with it. Then we start regimenting the time we're in the base medrash. Am I focused enough in the base medrash? Someone comes over to talk to me. Do I have to talk to him? Am I concentrating enough while I'm learning? Am I in the zone or not? How much can I realistically learn? Am I pushing myself? Am I really? And a person has to be in a situation where he has expectations of himself. This is the yesod. There are people that loathe expectation. They fight expectation. Don't expect anything of me. Whatever I do is good. But he's saying here, you want to accomplish something, you want to be somebody, expect of yourself something. Make expectations and goals for yourself. And if a person does that, it'll bother him. It'll bother him if he's not doing it. And it's okay to be bothered. Chas v'shalom. Never should a person fall into depression. Depression is terrible. But a person should have expectations. And that's where busha comes from. Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says, there's a concept called busha. Where does busha come from? Busha comes from a person has an expectation of himself. And he's embarrassed. I'm embarrassed because I'm not living up to expectation. That's where busha comes from. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down the mountain. Everyone was expecting Moshe. He went up for 40 days and 40 nights. They miscalculated. They thought he was going to come down. And the pasuk says, "Vayar ki boishesh Moshe laredes." Moshe was boishesh. What does that mean? He was boishesh. We expected him to come down, and he didn't. That's busha. A child has no busha because there's no expectation. They don't expect anything of a child. You know, if a teeny little kid pulls his pants down on the base medrash, so then no one's going to really, you know, no one has any other expectation. But if an adult does it, people start thinking that's a little, it could be very embarrassing. Because a person has to learn how to expect of himself things. It's okay, a person can accomplish only when he has expectations of himself. And then it bothers him. It should bother us. A person should be bothered when he doesn't, when he loses an opportunity. The pasuk says by Esav. Esav came back. He was so hungry, Esav. He came back. It was a busy day for him. He was starving. And Yaakov says, "I'll only give you food if you sell me the bechira." The pasuk says, "Vayochav vayesht vayokam vayelach vayivaz Esav as a bechira." Esav, he was mevaze the bechira. What was the bizayin to the bechira? He pashed. He could barely move, Esav. That's how exhausted he was. So of course he sold the bechira. So I saw a pshat. It's not the pshat that he sold the bechira. That's not the bizayin. The bizayin was vayochav vayesht. Vayokom vayelach. He got up and he just went moving on his life. Okay. Yeah, bechayra. No bechayra. What do you mean? You just sold the bechayra. Hello? You just lost. I understand you were starving. I understand. Okay. You just lost the bechayra. Doesn't that bother you? You just missed Man Kriya Shema. Doesn't that bother you? It's like, once I miss Man Kriya Shema, I'm asleep. What? Does it bother you? Do you have an expectation of yourself? And if a person has an expectation, so he's bothered when he doesn't show up. I gotta show up. Now again, you have to be very careful, a person, to make sure that he doesn't fall into depression. The Yitzhahara wants us to be depressed. But a person who can work on himself, to be able to have an expectation, he can push himself. And learning in the Beis Medrash doesn't have to be a chill. It's not a chill. And a person can feel obligated. When a person learns is when he's pushing himself. He's pushing himself. Chazal say, "Ein lecha esef." You do not. There is, does not exist a blade of grass. She'ein loy malach, that doesn't have an angel. That's oimer alav makeu va'oimer loy gadel. There's a malach that's standing over it, that's hitting it and saying, "Grow." That's the medrash. It was like, why does the grass need a malach that hits it? Why do you have to be so violent? Just say, "Grow." Why does the malach have to hit it? And the answer is, a person only grows when he gets out of his comfort zone. It's the only way you grow. It doesn't go like easy. Let me just ease into this. Let me just chill into this. A person wants to grow, he grows under pressure. A person grows when he's pushing himself out of his comfort zone. The same way when a person is trying to physically grow, he wants to grow, he wants muscles. So what does he have to do? You got to tear a little bit. You got to like pull yourself to a place where this is not comfortable. You got to push yourself past your comfort zone, or else you're not going to grow. You're not going to develop. The only way it works is when you're out. So make an expectation of yourself. Put yourself something. Make yourself feel obligated and push. Push. That's how you're going to grow. Bocher ha-misrape. Afim hu yochol kvar lilmoid bi'in yoyser. Now he's saying something, practical advice. A person, even if he's able to learn bi'in, and he likes iyun, mikol mokum toiv shebishosh shaloymed levadoi, when he's learning by himself, yilmod yoyser poshet. Learn more simple things. When you're learning, you have no one to talk to, and you're just learning yourself, a person should be learning more, we'll call it superficially. He should set aside time for everything. Whatever you're learning, set up for yourself expectations. So when a person is learning more in depth, you can't really set up goals and times for yourself. The person has to figure out a tosfos. You can't force him to figure out a tosfos in X amount of time. I have to like figure it out. So it takes time to do that. It takes more eon. Also, when you're learning yourself, your mind tends to wander and you're when you're learning Iyun and you're so busy trying to think, so you don't really, a lot of times it's not productive. A person's learning himself, better not to learn Iyun. Learn more Bikiyas. Avol. Doesn't mean a person should let alone learning Iyun. Kizehu ikur limud hatoira. The main limud hatoira is limud biyun. Lachdar, to dig, to drill, bekol koyach, with all of your strength, ubechol hamachshav, with all of your mind, el toich kedushas haTorah, go beneath the surface, dig deeper, to get the kedusha of Torah. The ikar pitoya yetzer hara, the main thing the yetzer hara is trying to do when it comes to bachrim, is shemefates hamisrape ushiyul merak b'shidchis. Learn on the surface, just learn superficially. Beloy avoido beloy in, without hard work, without thinking about it, without contemplation. When you're learning with your Rebbe, or you're learning with a good friend, a good chavrusa, each one will inspire the other one, not to like for his mind to drift off, not to come think about things that aren't relevant, not to be lazy. A person already has conditioned himself that he's going to be a choretz, yuchal kvar. After already you've already gotten into that good habit, so then you can learn Be'iyun by yourself. But really a person should definitely start off, if he's learning by himself, to learn Bikiyus. Iyun is something that you have to engage someone else to learn with, a Rebbe or whatever it might be. But the Ikur Limud is Limud Be'iyun. The Netziv says something very powerful. We know, Chazal tells, Kol ha-malamed es ben chaveroi Torah ki'ilu yoldai. Person who learns, teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. It's like his own child. Says the Netziv, that's only if you teach him Iyun. If you teach him Iyun. When a person learns Bi'iyun, the Limud Bi'iyun transforms you. It changes you. If I teach you Iyun, so then you become a different person. People change through learning Bi'iyun. When a person gets into the depths of Torah and his whole mind, his whole is consumed with trying to understand, you become a different person. It's ki'ilu yoldai, like you gave birth to. That is the main limud of Torah. And we have to be working on that. And that takes a lot of strength. But when a person is learning by himself, then a person can learn, should be learning more b'shidchis. But the point is, a person should be in a regiment, in a schedule, find, when am I going to sleep? When am I waking up? How much time do I need to eat lunch? How much time do I need for rest and relaxation? How much time do I need to be spending on learning this Blat Gemara, to chazal this Blat Gemara, or to learn Navi, whatever it might be? The more scheduled a person can be, the more effective he's going to be, the more productive he's going to be. And we have to try to, it takes a shift in many people's, in their mindset, because many people just love being free. Just love, they just go with the flow, whatever happens. And if we could change that, that might be more comfortable. But it's not going to make you more happy. Because what's going to make you happy is to feel productive, is to feel accomplished. The person gets that through being in structure and through the more that he can accomplish and attain in this world. Beis Hashem, B'li Neder, we will continue with more next week.